collision at Gary.
Welcome to Atlanta, Georgia Airport. One of the things I always say is, ooh, once you make it through, somebody dropped their phone. Once you make it through the first leg, you pretty much guessed this airlines, so they're going to take care of you mostly. So here I am in Atlanta, ready to go to Rome. Are you guys ready for me to show you what Rome is all about? So let's just do it.
I'm going to start a journey to Rome. Let's go Rome.
Welcome to Rome, Italy. We're here. We made it to the square. It's a long line to get inside the Vatican. This line moves pretty well. We'll be going in there, but this is the square. And, you know, very nice. Glad to be back and being in the square. Definitely. Feels like I'm finally arrived to Rome.
This is our first meal in Rome. I got really hungry and then kind of dizzy because I haven't been eating well since yesterday. Whenever we ate, I don't even know. But definitely, I want to have a little pizza and then I want to have a little Coke for sure and get some energy back. We had some sweets and then the owner of this place, he gave us more extra food. So definitely, Paul is going to eat that thing. And it's like a whole Domino pizza. It's like, he's a big guy, but I'm not sure. He doesn't know what he's up to. So, Paul, you gonna finish that?
Yes.
Well, let's see. he's like unwrapping a baby over there.
Damn it.
Paul, I caught you eating the last bite of this gigantic pizza. How do you feel?
Full.
He feels full. I warned him about that, but that's fine. Look, all the pizza's gone now.
Abracadabra.
We're here in the narrow street of Rome. Just a minute ago, I was so hungry. I said, Paul, I want to eat something. So we just found first something. I don't know what the restaurant, whatever. It looks like it had the meat and stuff. Just a random place. Had food and just here, just walking around Rome. So first day in Rome. That's how it goes. That's how we roll here. This is a fine Pantheon in Rome church. They have a lot of replica like this in many places. Very nice, very crowded place. It just got closed, so we can't go in, but definitely it's worth visiting this area. This is view from top of the Spanish Steps. Really, definitely, you get to see pretty good view. Not the whole Rome, but you get the feeling how far, how deep in the Rome. I haven't seen the hill of Rome, but this is the hill. Is we're right behind. There's a church here, and then you can see the city. I'm not much of a museum person, but I was told. There are few of the museums that are free. As a marathoner, I get in for free. I don't know how much it costs. But usually I'm not like a big in museums. Paul wanted to see one of the pieces of art, so we just walk around and try to figure out where it is. Paul, is that the head you're trying to find?
No.
That looks like a full woman there.
That's a sarcophagus.
Paul, this looks like a head. Is that your guy?
Not my guy.
He's still not finding his guy, so he's lost.
Constantine, where's his foot?
Paul is really into this thing. He's trying to find this guy's his friend. But we still haven't found him yet. Paul, I think we found this person. we passed here earlier. Tell me what happened here.
The missing person? His full name, Lucius Junius.
So his friend called him Lucius Junius, and then his everybody else called him Brutus.
Brutus.
Very cool. This is a train station right in front of the Colosseum. Rome does have a train, very small lines, not much far to go. So definitely, it's good to ride a train. Here we're headed to Expo.